Well, Ben Fisher, how are things going on in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Well, never a dull moment when it comes to election time. And I understand super PACs are making a big impact in the state district race for District 38.
That's right. This seat has been, really sought after here in this campaign season, especially because it's traditionally held for so long. Diane Hamilton had it for more than a decade. Before her, Murray Ryan had it for more than a decade. And with the polarization in Santa Fe right now, it's getting a lot of attention. And that seems to have caught the attention of some of the national super PACs.
So is there super PAC money that's being spent in that area? Because I have heard some of the commercials here in the Las Cruces area.
Yes. Now, up here, it tends to be more focused in the mailers and the flyers that are stuffing everyone's mailboxes in here the last couple months. The PAC against Rebecca Dow, and that's mostly the Patriot Majority, which is a national PAC with a branch here in New Mexico. They're focusing on a legal scandal right now with Rebecca Dow regarding a child rape case. One of her employees at the Boys and Girls Club there in Truth or Consequences has already been convicted of raping a child and molesting another, and now the families are going after leadership there. And Patriot Majority has latched onto that and is flooding our mailboxes here.
What is her opponent saying about all of this? Have they come out and spoken in favor or against these direct mail pieces?
Mary Hotbed, who's the Democratic opponent to Dow for this seat, has made it very clear to us and to the public that she has no hand in these flyers, in fact, she has been attacked by some super PACs as well, especially Advance New Mexico Now, who's been, sending their own flyers out.
Well, let's follow this race closely as we get closer to Election Day, which is right around the corner, November 8th.
Yes, it is.
Well, let's welcome to the KRWG Airwaves Christine Steele, who is following up on a story regarding a murder case. Christine?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, the county has finally turned over records that the defense has requested in the Bradley Farrington murder case. Bradley Farrington is a former Silver City police officer. He's been charged with murdering his wife, Kathy Farrington. Back in August, there was a hearing, and defense attorney Nathan Gonzalez requested the personnel records of two county sheriff's deputies who have been accused of mishandling the case and that were demoted and reprimanded for their mishandling of the case. So the defense requested those records and did not receive them. There was another hearing held this last month in September, and the county finally complied on September 27th and turned over those personnel records of those two deputies.
What was the holdup on that?
Yes.
What was the holdup on holding up the records?
The county attorney, Abby Robinson, said that the county didn't understand that a final ruling was made in the August 8th hearing, that the judge had ruled that the county was saying that those records were personnel records and they weren't relevant to the homicide investigation. And the judge ruled that they were, but the county said that they didn't understand that that ruling had been made at the August 8th hearing. And they only learned from our newspaper story of last month that they were going to be held in contempt of court had they not turned over the records.
Well, Christine, we'll be following up with you on this story and many others that you are now working on now that you have joined the staff over at the Silver City Press and Independent.
Absolutely. Happy to talk with you.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. Bye-bye.